Only safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Dr. Caitlin filling in for Dr. Jeff. Phone number again, 906-635-5910. If you'd like to get a second opinion or consider taking your animal up there, becoming a client of Sioux Animal Hospital, all you have to do is get a hold of your vet, call them, and tell them to email the chart, the file, all the paperwork up to the email address for Sioux Animal Hospital. It's info, I-N-F-O, at SiouxAnimalHospital.com. Sioux is spelled out S-A-U-L-T, AnimalHospital.com. Send them your client file is what they call it. Email it up to them. They'll review it, look everything over, schedule your appointment, and you can become a client of Dr. Jeff and Dr. Caitlin. Greatly appreciate her coming on the show today. Well, it was a late nighter in Lansing. Not too late, but kind of. 1:57 in the morning. Both the Senate and the House passed a one-week continuation budget, federal government shutdown possibility, so that we can talk about all of it in concert together. After failing to reach final budget deals before the start of the new fiscal year, the Senate and the House voted to temporarily fund the government until October 8th, a week from today. The governor signed the continuation budget at 3:50 a.m. It was filed with the Secretary of State at 4:07, meaning the state was without a budget for basically 4 hours. First, the Senate passed a version of House Bill 4161 that essentially takes fiscal year budget 2025 spending and chops it by 1/52nd. The deed was done around 1:33 a.m. Then the Senate adjourned until 22 minutes from right now, 10 a.m. this morning. Senator Jonathan Lindsay and Senator Jim Runstad voted against the amended Constitution budget. Senator John DeMoose and Michelle Hatanga did not vote on it. The bill received immediate effect. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brink said, quote, I certainly wish we weren't here in this moment tonight. But I think the important thing is to remember that we're able to come to an agreement, even in a time like this with divided government, when we'll be keeping government services open, as she spoke to the media, end quote. Here's the expectation. The full fiscal year 2026 budget can be passed by Thursday. This Thursday, which would be tomorrow, and sent to the governor for review and signing by next Tuesday. Sources contend that then will qualify for the five-day reviewing period before signed into law. Sources are saying that there is an agreement on the final fiscal year 2026 budget, but now it's a matter of drafting the document and passing it in both chambers after the five-day layover. The House subsequently concurred in the Senate substitute 103-4 with State Representative Steve Cara, James DeSana, Jamie Green, Tom Kuntz voting against it. Those were all Republicans. Democrats, Peter Herzberg of Westland, Regina Weiss of Oak Park, and Karen Whipsett were absent. That's why there was only 107 votes, because of them three being absent, not for the roll call vote. Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Communist Democrat from Canton, said this whole budget process has been highly unusual, making that statement after the vote. Representative Al Abbas Farhat of Dearborn said the vote totals today showed that the House Democrats were in fact needed to get the bill passed. On the Republican side, Majority Floor Leader Brian Posehn of Rockford said the bill passed allows for time to do the legal review the governor requested. But a signed agreement says no changes will be made. He said they expect to vote Thursday on a final bill, but then clarified that it'll take 2 days before a vote is actually taken. Because of Yom Kippur, they may not be in session all day long. The bill is being sent to the governor for her signature, ending a brief state government shutdown in which nothing appears to have actually been shut down. Now, on the federal side, federal government flying right now without a budget. In Washington, D.C., the U.S. Senate Democrats declined to put any votes behind a continuing resolution to keep the government funded out of protests over the health care cuts that were made in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Both of Michigan's U.S. senators voted against the continuing resolution that has the federal government now operating in shutdown. U.S. Senator from Michigan, Elisa Slotkin, said in order to get her vote, Republicans need to talk about health care. Letters from insurance companies are telling her Michiganders are looking at 10 to 20% increases starting on January 1st, and that's not going to work for her. Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the House, so I understand that negotiations won't yield anything I want. But serious adults need to sit down, negotiate in good faith, and pass a budget, Slotkin said. The president has shown time and time again that he thinks he can do whatever he wants in violation of the Constitution. So whatever deal is eventually struck, I need to see the details and have it laid out in black and white, end quote, said Slotkin. Well, first of all, I've researched this. I've listened to other stories. I've listened to interviews with congressmen and senators in Washington. And the Democrats basically are so politically stupid, they don't get this point. With the government now shut down, Donald Trump can shut down bureaucratic departments permanently. Donald Trump can fire federal employees without cause permanently. Donald Trump is chomping at the bit right now with his pen in hand to make some major slashes to the federal government's budget, getting rid of tens of thousands of federal employees that in his mind are not necessary. Elon Musk, his Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, made many recommendations to the president, to the Speaker, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, to the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune from South Dakota, They didn't do it in the one big beautiful bill to the extent that Elon Musk and his team were able to find. Are you Democrats that politically stupid that you don't realize what you just did? You basically gave Donald Trump permission to do all the slashing he wants to do. I doubt if the Republicans are even going to move on the budget. Let the government be shut down. Send these federal workers home. Shut down parks. Shut down the mall at the Capitol. They don't care. You know what they're going to do now? Slash and burn, baby. Slash and burn. The other Michigan U.S. Senator, Gary Peters, said, "In my first term in the United States House of Representatives, I fought tooth and nail to pass the Affordable Care Act to ensure that families across Michigan could get access to quality, affordable health care coverage. In the years since it was signed, that law has literally saved lives by ensuring Michiganders can access the care they need regardless of their pre-existing health conditions or economic status. We must take action to ensure families can continue to afford their health care." He went on to say, "This is especially important after the Republicans and President Trump passed their so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which will rip health care coverage from hundreds of thousands of Michiganders and force rural health care hospitals and centers across our state to close their doors, possibly forever. This will leave more Michiganders and Americans uninsured. It's going to drive up health care costs for folks across the board, no matter where they get their coverage. No one wants a government shutdown, but health care premiums are estimated to double, and this administration has already shown they don't care if the costs go up for hardworking families. Michiganders elected me to fight for them. I stand ready to work with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to reach a bipartisan deal that prevents health care costs from rising even more and meets the needs of all of our communities," end quote, said Senator Gary Peters. Gary, you screwed up. You should have passed the continuing resolution and then negotiated on this point before the final budget was done. Now, Trump can slash and burn. And you're still going to negotiate with you later. Thank you very much for being so stupid. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I'm going to act like Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, right now. With them not coming up with a continuing resolution and basically the federal government shut down, I'm closing the Department of Education in Washington. The 17,628 employees they have, send them permanent pink slips. Bye-bye. Go find a job in the private sector. You're fired. And I'm selling the building. That big 80,000 square foot building they have in Washington, D.C.? Yeah, I'm selling it. Put it on the market. Turn it into condos. We need more housing in Washington, D.C. Turned it into a condo with an indoor pool, which it has, by the way. Why does the Department of Education need an indoor pool? Well, because they want healthy employees, complete with showers and gyms and lockers and everything. Yeah, we're done. That's gone. Let's give the money back to the states. Let the states figure out what they're going to do with the money. Let them educate the kids in their own states. And we're going to do it by giving that money to the states on the requirement, the condition, that the money must be spent at private, parochial, and charter schools. The money cannot go to public schools. They already got their state budgets for that. They've already figured it out. This money coming from Washington will go to Christian schools, charter schools. It'll go to vocational tech schools. It will not go to public schools. Signed, President Donald J. Trump. Oh, yeah. While we're at it, why don't we shut down the IRS? We are going to close the Internal Revenue Service. The 132,000 agents that the IRS has, send them permanent pink slips. You're fired. And sell that building. We are going to get our income from tariffs, and we're not going to tax the American people. If each state wants to implement a consumption tax and generate that money to absolutely eliminate their state's income tax, they can join what we're doing at the federal level. We're not charging federal income tax anymore in America. April 15th will be just another beautiful spring day come April 15th of 2026. And you 130-some thousand IRS agents, go find a job in the private sector. Bye-bye. Yeah. This is potentially the kind of stuff Donald Trump could do right now. And U.S. Senator Gary Peters and U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin were too stupid to understand that. With all due respect, Mr. President Donald J. Trump, Lord God, I pray, Father, give him the boldness and the courage to do exactly what I just described. Shut down the Department of Education, shut down the IRS, eliminate the federal income tax, and force Washington, D.C. to make the cuts of that lost revenue. We're not replacing it. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going with the fair tax. We're not going with the flat tax. We're getting rid of that revenue. We're going to go back to the days when we had a founding father come up with the idea that we're going to go with tariffs to fund Washington's federal government. I forget who it was, Hamilton, I believe. I think it was Alexander Hamilton. I think he was the inventor of tariffs. It's very simple. Other countries in the world, you want to sell your stuff here? We're going to charge you a tariff. In order to compete with our manufacturers of the same goods, products, and services here in the United States, you're going to pay a tariff if you want to compete with us. And your tariffs is going to fund Washington, D.C. Father God, I please ask you to give Donald Trump that courage, that boldness, and to absolutely fix our country once and for all while the government is shut down. They're going to try to blame the Republicans on rising healthcare costs. They're going to shut down parks. They're going to shut down some offices. They're going to send people home. You know what? Good. I am so glad you Democrats were that stupid in the U.S. Senate that you didn't vote for the continuing resolution. Now, maybe, just maybe, Donald Trump will do what he wants to do for our country. And I am going to absolutely do everything I can to reach out to Pat Kolbeck, who talks to Mike Lindell, who talks directly to President Trump, and tell him what Trucker, President Trucker Randy Bishop, would do if I was Donald J. Trump. We'll see. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let